actually reading the other side of the field, and I think somebody stepped across my face from the Steelers, and I just stepped up and just turned into scramble mode, and I came out there and saw Sproulsy, and he made a sweet turn up the field, and you know, anytime you can put it in 43's hands, you know, anything special could happen on any play, and he did the rest of it.
The running game kind of took over late in the second half. Just talk about how much of an effect they've had, especially these first three games, and stepping up when they've had to each time they've had to do it.
Yeah, the running game is huge for us. You know, it's something we talk about during the week where we always stress, you know, be patient with it. You know, be patient with it. Sometimes it's not always working early, but be patient with it. And the guys started to wear them down, and we started to do some good things. And that was huge for us, especially to go finish off the game once we got up.
After you delivered the ball to Sproulsy there, what was your view of the run that he made to get into the end zone?
It's actually funny you ask, because Kelsey came running and was in my face, I think celebrating a little early. I was yelling at him to get out of my face. So I missed part of it, so I'm excited to go check out the highlight.
Is that like a schoolyard type of play where you can kind of be improvisational?
A little bit, yeah. You know, when you step up, obviously we know what the route concept is, but I mean, once you step up, and I was borderline about to run it, you know, it just turns into scramble mode. And that's something we talk about a lot, though. You know, we always say, hey, a play's never dead. You know, I like to, you know, make plays when we need to. And, you know, everyone just does a great job of just getting open in those situations.
Tell us exactly what happened there. You were 91, was chasing you, you came out of pocket.
The play to Sproul?
Yes.
Yeah, so like I mentioned, I was reading to the field. I think about to pull the trigger, and then someone from the Steelers stepped up, and I just had to step up and avoid him, and he just kind of made a play from there.
A lot of young quarterbacks might have to tuck the ball and run that. Why stay there and throw the ball?
Well, you know, for me, I always want to be a thrower first. You know, even when a play breaks down, I'm always looking because that's where the big plays are happening. You know, me scrambling, yeah, I might get 5, 10, 15, 20 yards. I'm not that fast, though. You know, I want to get it to the guys that can make plays, and, you know, we always want to make plays when they're there, and that's what happened.
Three games in, I know, but this was kind of viewed as a measuring stick, seeing what this team was going to be with the Steelers and others in the league. The comfort with a win and the margin that you guys have had, where do you think you guys are?
Yeah, you know, well, we view every week as a measuring stick. You know, we're always trying to just get better and go 1-0 every week. You know, and we've done a great job of just keeping locked in one play at a time, one rep at a time. And, you know, everyone's starting to play kind of inspired football. Everyone's believing in each other. You know, it's been three great team wins. You know, the defense is playing phenomenal. Special teams is doing a great job. And offensively, we're doing our part.
What about?
Think back 3 weeks ago. You had anticipated.
You never really think. I don't really think that far ahead. You know, I'm really one that likes to just focus in one week at a time. You know, it's one thing. I think everyone around here was confident. You know, we knew we had the ability to, but we just had to keep chopping. Keep chopping away is one kind of motto we really have, and we've done a good job of that. Man, Doug's great. Coach Peterson, just for me, the communication we have is so clear, and it's just an open line, and he really respects, you know, my opinion about plays. If something, you know, I'm feeling something, you know, he's really just, he instills a lot of confidence in me, and that's huge, especially for a young quarterback to have a coach as player-friendly as he is. It's been great so far.
What about for you personally? I mean, it's been 3 games, you haven't thrown, you know, you haven't turned the ball over at all. You've thrown like 5 touchdown passes and everything like that. I mean, has this been, are you having more success than you thought at this point? I mean, is it easier than you thought?
I'm having a lot of fun. You know, I'm having fun out there. You know, it starts with, like I said, it starts with the big guys up front. So I think, like I said, everyone's got a lot of confidence in themselves, and everyone goes out and has high expectations for themselves and for the guys around us. And, you know, we're playing, like I said, we're playing inspired football.
Can you explain your now twice touchdown celebration with Jordan?
It's just all business. We keep it all business. You'll have to ask him a little more. He might give you a little more in-depth review on that.
Brent Selleck said that, you know, I've been around 10 years, but this guy gives me juice. He brings juice. Do they say that to you as well? Do you get a sense that
he actually just told me that in the locker room. So, you know, that's always encouraging to have guys. You know, as a quarterback, that's what you got to do. You know, you got to bring the energy. You got to get guys going. You got to get them to rally around you. And that's something I really pride myself on, is just, you know, trying to elevate the play of everyone else around you. And that's something that, as a team collectively, we're all doing a really good job of.
Did you always meet, like, the field goal team comes off after kicking a field goal? From what I could tell, I don't think you missed a hand.
Yeah.
Is that always been you? I mean, you've done that?
Yeah, you can go back and watch the college tape. That was always me. I was – having fun and giving guys some props when they deserve.
How was game one? Game one was Cleveland. Game two was Chicago. This is the Steelers. And you say you go into every game the same. Shouldn't it be a little bit different this game? How much different was that this game?
You know, well, for one, we were playing at home. You know, that was always exciting, the Battle of Pennsylvania, as some of you probably call it. So, you know, obviously the Steelers have a great team. You know, they've shown themselves great offense, great defense. So obviously, like I mentioned, you know, we use every week as a measuring stick, and it was fun out there.
How will you spend this week, 5 week long?
You know, obviously, like most guys, we'll be resting, recovering, because we really recognize after the bye week, we got a long haul ahead of us.
Any untakeable this week?
Real briefly. So, yeah, nothing.
Too quickly?
Yeah.
Carson, a lot of rookies talk about how the game is kind of sped up, especially early. And that's one of the reasons why they have this whole time adjusting. Are you not finding that? Or what's working to your advantage where you're kind of slow?
Yeah, you know, obviously the game is faster than the college game, but for me, it's, for one, I've always felt I play at a fast level, but two, I mean, the coaches and the O-line are just making my job easy. You know, the coach is putting us in a great situation. The preparation we put in every week, you know, really the film work, you know, I got to give Chase a lot of credit. He does a tremendous job just helping get me ready, and we have a lot of great conversations early in the morning, you know. And so really the preparation is just what really helps the game slow down.
Thanks, Carson.
Thanks, everybody.